Syria, where government forces tightened the noose on foreign-backed terrorists in their offensive to fully liberate Daraa province. A military source says the army has captured Umm al-Mayadeen town near the city of Daraa. Following heavy clashes with the terrorists, a large number of terrorists were killed in the fighting and large amounts of weapons and ammunition confiscated. Earlier, the military retook control of a key border crossing with Jordan. The UN says almost all displaced people at the crossing have left the Jordanian border and returned to Syria. Turning to London, joined by Ammar Waqaf, Politico analyst, thanks so much for being with us. Well, quite an accomplishment, would you say, that's been taking place the last couple of weeks by the Syrian military and its allies. How do you evaluate these latest victories?
Well, it's basically a game changer. We heard a lot of rhetoric before this military operation started. The United States position about a month ago before the operation started was that the Syrian government shouldn't do this, the Russians should maintain the deconfliction zone and so on and so forth, the escalation zone, sorry, which gave some hope to the militants that the United States is going to do something about a possible advance of the Syrian army supported by Russian airplanes or air force. But that obviously didn't happen and didn't materialize. So once the battle started and everybody saw that no one was interfering, you know, they started to say, okay, why the destruction? Let's be rational about this and do some reconciliations, which, you know, at least in one part of the battlefield, which is the eastern part of Daraa, has almost completely restored the state authority over that land. So it was quite impressive.
Do you think we're beginning to see the beginning of the end? Is there light now at the end of this tunnel that has been taking place in Syria for 7 years now? Your take on that?
It remains to be seen. We need to understand that a lot of the people have gone really tired about this. There is no hope for them that, for example, the government in Damascus will be toppled. There is enough support keep it ashore, afloat, whether internally or externally. They've tried everything, 120, 130 countries pledged support to the Syrian opposition, to the militants who turned out to be, in most of the cases, extremes, Muslim extremists, Al-Qaeda, what have you. And everyone knows that this is going nowhere. So the people who might have either supported the rebellion at one point, having hopes of a swift and speedy victory, and then got wary, or the people who were actually forced because they saw the militants knocking on their doors with weaponry and couldn't flee, couldn't leave, and had to accept the reality. Basically, they were taken as hostage. Everyone now, you know, tells the militants, look, guys, this is not going to lead anywhere, so let's just drop weapons and do something about it. Now, that doesn't mean that with this internal element, brewing, that the whole episode is going to end soon. We need to realize that there are still Turkey involved, US involved, the Gulf states involved, and everyone has their own agenda, and it will take some time for this to materialize, but hopefully we're on the right track.
So much for being with us. Out of London, political analyst Ammar Waqaf.